down the stairs and under the gym of East High School.
We have two of these rooms.
Two old small locker rooms are now being transformed with fresh paint and fresh hardware. Each has a washing machine and dryer and a shower with red and white tile, the colors of East High. Principal Greg Mon says it's for their homeless students, at least 80 within the student body of 2,000.
You know, kids typically are pretty secretive. They don't talk about that. The few that I've been able to talk to about it are excited, and what they've said is they're so excited they're going to help get the word out because they can be a tight-knit group.
Mon says these washroom shower facilities were the idea of the Parent Teacher Association.
The East High PTA decided last year and then again this year that our number one goal was how to help our vulnerable population.
Chris Barta is the PTA co-chair and family support specialist.
As a staff member now, I can have access to our McKinney Vento list.
They're homeless teens couch surf or live with family friends. Some are in the Midvale shelter. Some do sleep on the street at times. But these new facilities are not just for teens who don't have a physical home.
We are totally ready to open, and I have a few kids that are totally ready for it to open that have told me, I'm not homeless, but my family doesn't put a priority on this, or they're a little neglectful at home, and so I'm really excited for when the locker room, shower room opens up and I can do some laundry.
East High's boundaries go from the zoo to the airport. 64% are on fee waiver, meaning they eat two meals a day free at school. Around 80 are refugees.
A lot of teenagers now are serving as caregivers, and they may not have the opportunity to shower in the morning before school, but they want to.
East High also has a food pantry and clothing center.
All the clothing and all of the food that I help them with comes directly from community donations.
So did the washer and dryers, soap, towels, detergent, and toothpaste.
Because our community wants to give. They really want to help.
Barta and Mon know physical needs must be met before the students can thrive.
Whether it's trying to break a cycle of poverty or anything else, they need to be in school.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just means we need to give them a little extra help.
Maybe they could focus more on their academics, their career goals, what they want to do with their life, and most importantly, stay in and finish high school.
Mon says students also contribute and volunteer their time in these service opportunities, helping them stay connected to the school and to a community in which they otherwise could get overlooked or left behind. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.